Welcome to In Tune with Music. I'm volunteer reader Mike Amy. In the annals of American popular culture, there are many references to streets, roads, avenues, boulevards. Beale Street and Bleecker Street, Abbey Road and Sunset Boulevard spring to mind. But of all these and the many others we could mention, the most influential over the longest period of time was an alley, Tin Pan Alley. Here's an overview from Wikipedia. Tin Pan Alley is the name given to the collection of New York City music publishers and songwriters who dominated the popular music of the United States in the late 19th century and early 20th century. The name originally referred to a specific place, West 28th Street between 5th and 6th Avenues in the Flower District of Manhattan. A plaque on the sidewalk on 28th Street between Broadway and 6th commemorates it. The start of Tin Pan Alley is usually dated to about 1885, when a number of music publishers set up shop in the same district of Manhattan. The end of Tin Pan Alley is less clear-cut. Some date it to the start of the Great Depression in the 1930s, when the phonograph, radio, and motion pictures supplanted sheet music as the driving force of American popular music, while others consider Tin Pan Alley to have continued into the 1950s, when earlier styles of American popular music were upstaged by the rise of rock and roll. The origins of the name Tin Pan Alley are unclear. One account claims that it was a derogatory reference to the sound of many pianos, comparing them to the banging of tin pans. Others claim it arose from songwriters modifying their pianos to produce a more percussive sound. After many years, the term came to refer to the U.S. music industry in general. In the mid-19th century, copyright control of melodies was not as strict, and publishers would often print their own versions of the songs popular at the time. With stronger copyright protection laws late in the century, songwriters, composers, lyricists, and publishers started working together for their mutual financial benefit. Songwriters would literally bang on the doors of Tin Pan Alley businesses to get new material. The commercial center of the popular music publishing industry changed during the course of the 19th century, starting in Boston and moving to Philadelphia, Chicago, and Cincinnati, before settling in New York City under the influence of new and vigorous publishers, which concentrated on vocal music. The two most enterprising New York publishers were Willis Woodward and T.B. Harms, the first company to specialize in popular songs rather than hymns or classical music. Naturally, these firms were located in the Entertainment District, which at the time was centered on Union Square. Whitmark was the first publishing house to move to West 28th Street as the Entertainment District gradually shifted uptown, and by the late 1890s, most publishers had followed their lead. The biggest music houses established themselves in New York City, but small local publishers, often connected with commercial printers or music stores, continued to flourish throughout the country, and there were important regional music publishing centers in Chicago, New Orleans, St. Louis, and Boston. When a tune became a significant local hit, rights to it were usually purchased from the local publisher by one of the big New York firms. Coming up is a string of Tin Pan Alley tunes that capture the spirit and beat of their times. Some are breezily nonsensical, while others have become true classics of American popular music that continue to be covered by contemporary artists on a regular basis. Here's one written in 1919 by Albert Van Tilzer, titled Oh by Jingo, performed by Al Stricker, Dan Franz, and Trevor J. Tishnor.
San Domingo lived a gal named Oh by Jingo. From the fields and from the marshes came the young and the old by garshes. And though they all spoke a different lingo, they all loved Oh by Jingo. And every night they'd dance in the pale moonlight, singing Oh by gum, by gosh, by gee, by jaw. Listen to our tale of love. We will build for you a hut. You will be our favorite nut. We'll have a lot of little old bye.
by gollies, and we'll put them in the follies. Oh, by gum, says by gosh, by gee. Oh, by Jiminy, please don't bother me. And so they all went away and singing, oh, by gum, by gosh, by gee. Oh, by jing, you're the only gal for me.
Jingo, a Tin Pan Alley tune from 1919. The Andrews sisters were well-known Tin Pan Alley singers who made this song, Alexander's Ragtime Band, written in 1911, a classic.
Oh, my honey, better hurry and let's meander. Ain't you going, ain't you going? Leader man, ragged meter man. Oh my honey, oh my honey, let me take you to Alexander's grandstand brass band. Ain't you coming along? Come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band. Come on in here, come on in here, it's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you wanna go to war. That's just the bestest band. What am my honey lamb? Come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear that Swanee River played in ragtime, come on in here. Come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band. Do 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 tria do 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 tria do 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 tria do 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 tria do 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 do
famous ragtime band. Come on in here, come on in here. It's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band. What am, oh, my honey lamb. Come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man. Who's the leader of the band? And if you care to hear that Swanee River played in ragtime, come on in here. Let's hear Alexander's ragtime band. Ah, here they come. Take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man. Who's the leader of the band? And if you care to hear that Swanee River played in ragtime, come on in here, come on in here. Alexander's Ragtime Band.
The Andrews Sisters. In 1922, the Peerless Quartet recorded another well-known Tin Pan Alley classic that's been covered by artists on through the decades. Here's that recording of Way Down Yonder in New Orleans.
Yes, where do you think I'm going when the wind starts blowing strong? Yes, where do you think I'm going when the night starts growing long? I ain't going east, I ain't going west, I ain't going over the cuckoo's nest. I'm bound for the town that I love best, where life is one sweet song. Song, song. Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden.
For me, that's what I need.
Three old babies with flashing eyes, softly whistle with tender sighs.
Stop!
Oh, won't you give your lady fair
a little smile? Stop!
You bet your life you'll linger there a little while.
There is heaven right here on earth with all beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans.
Seem to throw me into a coma when the shadows play. I miss the song of Carmencita, pretty Creole señorita, with a voice that is really sweeter than the best of bear. Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden.
For me, that's what I need.
La, 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 la. Three old babies with flashing eyes, softly whisper with tender sighs.
Stop.
Oh, won't you give your lady fair
a little smile?
A little smile.
Stop.
You bet your life you'll linger there a little while.
They brought angels right here on earth, wearing little blue jeans, way down yonder in New Orleans.
The Peerless Quartet. In 1934, Bing Crosby had a hit with Let Me Call You Sweetheart.
Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so blue. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you.
Bing Crosby. You're listening to In Tune with Music on listener-supported Sun Sounds of Arizona. I'm volunteer reader Mike Amy. In 1919, American composer George Gershwin wrote Swanee, performed here by Al Jolson. Swanee became Jolson's signature hit and carried him through a career that included Broadway, radio, television, and film. It is and was a typical Tin Pan Alley hit.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real. Near you I long to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks. In a G-I-X, I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me, down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to that Swanee shore. Swanee, Swanee, I am coming back to Swanee, mammy. Mammy, I love the old folks at all.
How I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in TIXA, even all my mammies waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to that Swanee shore.
Al Jolson performing Swanee. Tin Pan Alley did not turn a tin ear to the growing popularity of collegiate and professional sports at the turn of the century. In fact, in 1933, You Gotta Be a Football Hero became a smash hit on radio.
I'm a triple threat man.
Hey, hey!
You gotta be a football hero, dear, dear, to get along with a beautiful girl. In spite of all $1 million can do, why, a tackle or two will mean more to you if you can make the winning touchdown. Why, you'll never have to buy the little gals them dark pearls. You gotta be a football hero, dear, dear, to get along with the beautiful girl.
That was Ben Burney and All the Lads with You Gotta Be a Football Hero. And here's another smash hit from 1908, sung by Edward Meeker. I bet you know it.
Take Me Out to the Ball Game, sung by Edward Meeker, Edison Records. Casey Casey was baseball mad, had the fever and had it bad, just to root for the hometown crew, every Sioux. Casey Blue. On a Saturday, her young beau called to see if she'd like to go to see a show. But Miss Kate said, no, I'll tell you what you can do. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. players by their first names, told the umpire he was wrong all along, good and strong. When the score was just 2-2, Katie Casey knew what to do. Just to cheer up the boys she knew, she made the gang sing this song. Take me out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack, I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Edward Meeker with his 1908 recording of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. We hope you've enjoyed this visit to Tin Pan Alley on In Tune with Music. I'm volunteer reader Mike Amy. Thanks for listening.